Did I tell you how this whole thing got started? I don't remember. See? Memory again. That's probably going to be a running theme. Anyway, it was almost a year ago, back in January. I got sick of seeing the mess in Sarah's apartment. She really does try to keep things neat, but with two careers, four kids, and a dog, well, things fall by the wayside. So, I went upstairs to the apartment at lunch one day, and I started throwing stuff out. She had a stack of catalogs, nearly a foot high, Kat. I threw them all in the garbage. But at the bottom there was her college alumni magazine, and she had a page marked. You know me, always curious. So, I opened it up, and there was a big photo of a young woman in jeans and a ratty t-shirt, wearing a floppy sun hat, looking over a rocky field with holes dug at regular intervals all across it. I recognized her. She must have been one of Sarah's friends from her college dorm. Her name was Jane Barnaby, which I didn't recognize, but it's been several years, after all. And I only ever would have met her in passing. But what got my attention was, you have to promise not to laugh, the way the picture made me think of Stuart Granger. I imagined him lurking somewhere right outside the frame of the photo, making eyes at Jane. I'm sure I've told you this, but you've probably forgotten. King Solomon's Mines was the first movie I ever saw. I was 6 years old, and it was the most amazing, thrilling thing imaginable. For weeks afterwards, I had dreams almost every night about it. I was always Alan Quatermain's clever, plucky daughter, right next to him exploring dark jungles, escaping from stampeding elephants, sneaking through booby-trapped ancient temples, and fighting it out with bandits and tomb robbers. I saw it again when I was 16, and I had dreams for weeks afterwards then, too. But I wasn't Alan Quatermain's daughter anymore. Do I need to say anything more? I'm sure you can guess what those dreams were like. And to tell you the truth, I still have them every so often. Sometimes Howard is Alan Quatermain, but sometimes it's Stuart Granger. What can I say? You never forget your first. Never mind, I'm getting off track here. I'm just glad Howard's asleep, and he can't see how red I am right now. Anyway, I suppose I was just enthralled by the idea of archaeology, even though there was a distinct lack of ancient temples, stampeding elephants, and bandits in the article. It was still fascinating. And the most fascinating thing was that they welcomed volunteers. Regular, average, untrained people could come and dig with them. So I started investigating. I had to talk Howard around to the idea. He kept saying, why would we pay someone $2,000 for the privilege of doing manual labor for them? Sarah never said that, but I'm sure she and Brian were wondering the same thing. I finally convinced Howard, and even paid for the whole trip, as a combination birthday and anniversary gift to me. He won't admit it, but I think by now he's almost as excited as I am. The only downside is that we're going to miss Christmas with the kids and grandkids. But they don't mind. We live a half a mile from them after all, and we see them every day. This is the first time Howard and I have ever been out of the country, and they weren't going to begrudge us the opportunity.